AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump is not backing off on criticism of John McCain.
Troubles in the Veterans Administration.
Nothing to help the veterans except talk.
Yesterday in Iowa, the Republican presidential candidate said McCain, the 2008 Republican presidential nominee, is a war hero because he was captured. Today on ABC's This Week, Trump said McCain has not done enough for the nation's veterans. Some fellow candidates are criticizing Trump's comments. Five bodies were found in a home in Modesto, California.
Three children and two adults are inside of the residence that are deceased.
Police spokeswoman Heather Graves says they're looking for a person of interest, Martin Martinez. They do not know his relationship to the victims. Three members of a family in southern Ohio were killed when their mobile home was swept away by floodwaters. Art Owens is administrator of Georgetown Villages.
It was the roadways here. The storm sewers weren't able to handle, the creeks weren't able to handle, and it backed up onto the road, and we had spots that were 5-6 feet deep on the roadway.
A mother and two children were killed. The father and two other children survived. Bill Cosby, in sworn testimony a decade ago, said he had paid women after sex to keep the affairs from his wife. The revelations were first reported by the New York Times. The coroner in Los Angeles says a 21-year-old man accidentally drowned in the backyard pool of the home owned by Demi Moore. The AP's Tammy Abdullah reports the body was found this morning.
Demi Moore is not believed to have been home at the time the incident occurred, and the man is not believed to be a family member. His name hasn't been released.
Police say the man was associated to someone with access to the pool. Light rain and moist air have helped firefighters contain 60% of a wildfire burning outside Los Angeles. Paul Dunn, Louis Oosthuizen, and Jason Day are tied for the lead in the third round at the British Open. This is AP Radio News. Former President George Herbert Walker Bush is out of a hospital in Maine. The AP's Shelley Adler has the story.
Bush spokesman Jim McGrath said a very grateful George Bush returned home from Maine Medical Center after 4 days of treatment for a broken bone in his neck. Doctors say Bush did not suffer nerve damage when he fell at his home in Kennebunkport Wednesday, and they add they anticipate the 41st president will recover fully in 3 to 4 months. Bush has a form of Parkinson's disease and uses a motorized scooter or a wheelchair to get around. The 91-year-old is the oldest living former president. I'm Shelley Adler.
A major Japanese corporation plans to offer a landmark apology later today in California for using U.S. prisoners of war for forced labor during World War II, nearly 70 years after the war ended. A senior executive of Mitsubishi Materials will offer the apology to some former POWs. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, July 2024 to June 2025.